Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you? Time for a poem.
Yes, blustery day here in Athens. Beautiful fall weather.
Excellent, excellent. Same is true here in the west coast of California. We often have our patients get MRIs of their knee when they come in with knee pain. In fact, the protocol here at the medical center where I work is the orthopedists won't even see the patients unless they have an MRI before they come into the office. And the question comes up, you know, when we see these patients or we see their MRIs, how likely are they to have an abnormal finding that has nothing to do with their pain? You've chosen an abstract this week. It's from BMJ. It was published in 2012, volume 345, page E5339. It asks the question, what is the likelihood of finding abnormalities on an MRI at radiologically normal knees? What did they find?
Yeah, this is from the Framingham, Massachusetts area, and so it's a Framingham osteoarthritis study. These poor folks have been poked, prodded, scanned more than any other community in the world, I think. They've been doing the Framingham Heart Study there for about 60 years.
But we're all in trouble if for some odd reason, Framingham people are different than the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything is based on
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Well, they are different. I mean, particularly when the study started, it was a very white,
right,
homogenous bedroom community for Massachusetts, and so not terribly diverse in terms of the current U.S. population. But anyway, for this study, they found 992 adults who were at least 50 years old, so the average age was about 62 years, and they included everybody. Now, only about 29% said they have painful knees, and they ran them all through an MRI, and then they also took x-rays, and they excluded those patients who had evidence of osteoarthritis. So then of the patients without any radiographic evidence of osteoarthritis, 89% still had at least one abnormality on MRI, including three-quarters they saw osteophytes on the MRI, 69% had cartilage damage, 52% had bone marrow lesions, meniscal lesions were present in a third of the men, and one out of seven women. And basically, they saw similar damage in patients with and without knee pain, and they actually didn't see a significant association with obesity. So most men, you know, almost 90%, most adults, 90% over age 50, who don't have osteoarthritis on an x-ray will have some knee damage seen on the MRI. Now, you can interpret it that they all then need surgery, or you can interpret it that, as I do, that MRI is maybe a little bit too good of a test, and it's finding a lot of things that are of questionable clinical significance.
Wow. Lots of implications here in terms of utilization. And again, it'd be interesting to see if the orthopedic surgeons agree with this, but it is now their job to sort out the wheat from the chaff. I mean, you know, which of these findings really do need some sort of intervention and which are just parts of aging?
Yeah, you know, a couple of personal anecdotal medicine stories. I mean, I had a large bucket handle tear in my left medial meniscus about 10, 11 years ago, and it was classic, you know, locking, difficulty bearing weight. I mean, it was just not getting better after a week or so. MRI, normal, and continued locking, couldn't straighten it. Went into the OR, big tear. So
wow.
I missed that completely.
Wow.
And so kind of the total opposite.
Yeah.
And then the other one was I completely ruptured my right quadriceps tendon about a little over 2 years ago, and they did an x-ray in the office of the orthopedic surgeon, same guy, and, you know, you could see about a 2-inch gap between, you know, the end of the tendon and patella where you know, it should be attaching. I'm like, yep, the fact that I can't straighten my leg out at all, I think it's, you know, but one of the pulleys is broken. And so what did he do? Ordered an MRI. I was like, you need an MRI?
Right.
What to tell you? And, you know, I'm sure he did the surgery before the MRI was ever read by the radiologist. And later I found that there may be some, financial interest in that MRI center. So I think it was just a totally routine thing. Everybody gets an MRI.
Yeah, very interesting. But, you know, it is, we've done abstracts like this before of different parts of the body, backs and things. And
yep.
It is important to pay attention to what happens in people who present without symptoms. So, and get that imaging study or whatever it is.
Yeah, backs, brains, knees, you know, every time you do MRIs on a bunch of healthy, happy folks, you're going to find a lot of abnormal things. And I think it's further evidence, you know, especially the backs or the knees and backs part, that we were not designed to walk upright.
Right.
And so, it just stuff tends to break down, but doesn't always necessarily have to get operated on.
Excellent. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.